This episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the support link.
Listening to Beethoven 69 on June the 16th of 2026. I'm Ken and I've got a job. I'm happy. Bye.
Thank you, Ken. Yep, we've kept you on, even though Rollo's out. You can probably possibly replace Rollo. We could do a Rick and Ken show. The Rick and Ken show coming up on Saturday nights of Be Told on truthmeets.com, the greatest station ever, Be Told. Am I going green? Yes, I'm going green. Fabulous. Now, I went to have my pussy shaved today. Yes, I did. And I'm going to complain about this. I went in to take my pussy, and I want you to see it, black, furry, cut. I mean, honestly. She's getting too old to maintain herself. And I said I didn't want her completely shaved. And I know this sounds a bit naughty, but it's the way it is, Mrs. Slocum. And I said, can you just do an undercarriage area? And I meant undercarriage being, to me, is the entire underneath of her body. When I got her back, because they have to knock her out with a – she wasn't very happy, let me tell you. She was waiting for her food this morning, and I knew what I was up to. I had to not feed her for 12 hours and get her into a cat cage and take her into the vet. And I didn't want her to wake up to the idea of what I was up to. My pussy, she's very smart. Anyway, I got her in there, took her in, picked her up, $140 later, and I basically run a razor, like a shaver thing, down a midsection and around a bum area. Actually, I wouldn't be trusted to do that. But $140, I could have got her entire body shaved for the same price. And she would have looked stupid, and it's winter and it's freezing. Well, not freezing, but it's cold. So I'm going to complain. I'm going to ring up and complain tomorrow. Anyway, more to the point, I just had an email from a regular listener. I won't be naming them. See, I didn't even specify what sex they are, mentioning that they had listened to a new Melissa Watt show, and she apparently, 45 minutes in, implies that the people that don't believe in that's no nukes, are on a hamster wheel, wasting their time. Now, I'm going to be perfectly blunt here. There's nuclear bombs, moon landings, planes into towers and Pentagon, dinosaurs, et cetera, et cetera. These should be made into what I would suggest, not forget about the hamster wheel. There should be a H.G. Wells, one of those things that we used to go to when you were going to fairgrounds, that go round and round and round, roundabout or whatever they're called, with a dinosaur, a mushroom cloud, a plane, an alien or a UFO for these people to sit in and bounce up and down, going round and round and round, a magic roundabout of absolute wasting your time. Because you will notice, and I do say regularly, I'm always shouting out, ding, 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 Alan Watt, is a great show. But what I mean is Alan Watt you use as a bass, because he was fantastic as a bass to wake you up about the British Royal Institute of International Affairs and CFR, blah, blah, blah. But he never, ever, ever, ever hit the high notes of Dinosaur, the scam of the dinosaur. I mean, please. Always the same old families involved. Like, you know, Charles Darwin's theory of evolution, etc. Absolutely, you know, and the guy, so how do I say this? What Alan Watt did is wake up people like Chris Kendall. I mean, I was already fully aware and roaming around. I was a conspiracy theorist in the 80s, let's just say that. But much better thinkers than me, or better erudite to get the stuff out, Chris Kendall. It's a lot of other people woke up through Alan Watt. And then they stood on his shoulders and jumped up and grabbed onto dinosaurs, nuclear bombs, et cetera, and just dismantled those scare tactics that we've had, all coming again from H.G. Wells. And not dinosaurs, but H.G. Wells came up with nuclear bombs, aliens, et cetera, et cetera. War of the Worlds stuff. So shout out to those, you know, even though he's not around anymore, apparently. But Melissa's, if she did do this, I mean, at least she did allow me to go on to and interview me. Is it 1 year ago? Was it 1 year ago or 2 years ago? I think it was 2 years ago. And on the logo of that show I did, there was that logo that was from the nuke, fake nukes, not fake nukes, Phil. not him at all. What's his name? Did Nuke Lies. And it had that same a great logo. It might have come from the Hoaxbusters. Someone made it up of a giant nuke bomb with a clown's face on it. And so I was on there for a while and I had a lot of listeners. It's gone now. I've just noticed that. What a coincidence. And is she, which, look, at least she let me on there to say what I said, even though now I would not be plugging any of the shows that I recommended at all, none of them, IPS or Fakeologist. I would not be mentioning any of those shows because, you know, of some controversial decisions that they keep having. One of them is the geoengineering / top dressing of toxins over selected areas. Mycoplasma, I would say, is it 100%? What is my pussy doing? She's roaming around all concerned. Nothing you could... I can't believe I paid $140 to have a small airstrip done on her belly. Pathetic. Pathetic. And she's skipping around, looking around the place, still wobbling all over the place, all the fur she's got. Yeah, no, so who do you trust these days? Who do you trust? Well, I'll tell you now, it's getting less and less and less out there. And remember, like, Alan Watt was always accused by the people that got into Alan Watt of stealing an awful lot of stuff off Glenn Keely. And what are the odds of Glenn Keely dying almost a year to the day before Alan Watt disappeared? This, you know, that is quite strange. That is quite strange. But Glenn Keely was the guy that came up with a lot of stuff. And, you know, the room, you know, the people that were early Alan Watt listeners, Roy's heard about this thing, were saying that, well, Keely came up with the troglodyte thing about the, he says, opening up Kilkenny beer. Kilkenny, isn't that strange? It's Kilkenny and South Park, and Kenny always goes to hang himself. Coincidence? There you go. Or synchronicity. Kilkenny beer with a widget inside it. You open the beer up and it fizzes like a, it's like a white, a lighter colour, that beer that, or the Irish drink, whatever it is. Why can't I remember it? This is how bad things are. Anyway, Guinness, my goodness, So, Melissa, I haven't listened to the show, but if she's suggesting that if people that are on that don't believe in nuclear bombs and atomic energy, etc., are on a hamster wheel, no, she's got a mistake, and she's on a magic roundabout with H.G. Wells myths on it, nuclear bombs, etc., etc. Be told. Now, I've taken some notes, so I probably will look at some of my notes so I know what I'm talking about, because I'm not going to be on here for long. This is the reason I've come on here is I'm not going to be on the weekend, possibly. I would say definitely not. Or for a whole week I'll be away. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. Now, but the Glenn Keely thing anyway is very important. I mean, that guy was an actual Canadian activist. Actual activist. He didn't just sit there and talk on podcasts. He actually got down there and picketed hospitals and government and things like that. That he was an activist. He actually got off his ass and didn't just sit there asking for money, begging for money often. No, he did some really good stuff. Not bad bit. Not bad. So I always say Alan Watt is one of the best to listen to, but as your base, you can stretch out and go a lot of different directions that he never even bothered with, particularly dinosaurs and nuclear bombs. There are two things that we need to, this is like moon landing level. Nixon ringing the, Neil, is that you? Is that, on the moon, with his old black Bakelite dialer phone. That's the level that you should look at nuclear bombs and dinosaurs with, is ludicrous. What were some of these things? Were there actual dragons about? And are they dinosaur, some kind of these weird skeletons they sometimes find that aren't from China? But even then, I don't know. I'm very dubious about dinosaurs. It's very Flintstone-ish. Very Flintstone-ish. But Glenn Keely, he died, I think, and then there was rumours that both Keely and Watt were basically taking all their stuff from Manly P. Hall, another Canadian. Not that Alan Watt's a Canadian, but he was living in Canada. So there's a whole lot of, and what's his name? Maybe he was right. The conspiracy that stuttering Frenchman did, the conspiracy. Maybe he's right. And maybe I was wrong for being mean to him. But although he came up with this most fucking, whales. There's no such thing as a blue whale or a white. Oh, come on. Please. Whales are real. And that's what I mean. Who can you really, really trust apart from myself? And I'm going to tell you right now, you can definitely trust me because I'm definitely doing menial work. You can do more. You can do more for little Chinese ladies. You can do pay more. You charge me too much money. No, not quite, but I'm doing real work. I'm a real person. I'm not asking you for a fucking cent to tell you what I'm telling you. Also, I just listened to a friend of mine, another very sick at the moment, and another friend of mine contacted me who's also got another friend of his is really sick with supposed cancer, and he wanted to know about my friends, what he'd done with this, because he was using the protocol fenbendazole, blah, 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 blah. And so anyway, I rang up Theo and he told me, he said, look into the Joe Tippins protocol. That's Joe as in J-O-E and Tippins, T-I-P-P-E-N-S. This is a guy that went to a doctor and they said, listen, you got so much cancer, you're dead. Go back home and arrange your sock drawer. Arrange your, fix up things because you're dead. Well, this guy didn't take that as a – he went home and started doing his own research, and he's still alive. And he used, again, not ivermectin, but other things. But I think he might have used ivermectin as well. But you're only meant to use it, I would say, till you kill the parasites causing a cancer, because that's what's doing it, to be told. I've been into Holder Clark since '80s, and I totally believe Holder Clark has a lot of valid stuff, using black walnut husk and wormwood to kill the parasites in your body that are causing your cancers that are being opened up by, guess what? Yes, yes, the same ingredients in your hand sanitizers that they have made the entire world use on a regular basis for...
You're listening to...
No matter what your age, you're listening to another conversation.
Or your affiliate.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now on with the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
Of condensation. That's the art of condensation. Can I just tell you too, that the battle that I've had this year with mold in my own house with white walls and white ceilings. Yes. There you go. Like, honestly, because I've got a living in a timber house made of all natural hardwoods, apparently the Mid-North Coast is the capital of mold, the humidity capital of Australia. And the humidity, when it gets cold outside, turns into water, condensation, and it turns straight into black mold. So, therefore, if you're not like me, able to, in a what's it called? OCD cleaner. And you use white vinegar or apple cider vinegar, which I use white vinegar usually. And I just rub with using a window squeegee thing, the entire ceilings with white vinegar, and it kills all the mold. And then the house smells nice. It smells like vinegar, but that goes away after a while. I don't care. I think vinegar's a nice smell. Yes, I do. But it's a battle, and that thing is making people sick. So it's a self-defeating thing. Winter, if you're old and your immune system's down, probably thanks to your 5G area that you're living in, with all the 5G microwave going on, guaranteed, only an imbecile would deny that microwave is will not heat your body up if it's made of water. It lowers your immune system. And all these molds and fungus things, plus all your vaccines, plus the hand sanitizers, which open up, as Holder Clark said, the eggs of the parasites, the flukes, she used to call them. She used to call them back in the day when she was alive.
Oh.
I think she was about 90 when she died. That's a good innings. 90? That's another 30 years on me-ish. But yeah, and all sorts of things going down at the moment. Who can you trust? Also, the same person contacted me about one of the co-persons that was on Melissa's show, used to be on Alan's show, the Scotsman. What's his name? Neil Foster. Bringing up this thing, which I've noticed as well, germ warfare and all those people off that UK column, watch out for them, and fakeologists, another one that's, you know, that's unfortunately bringing up, you know, what did he say that annoyed me, that why are you worried about technocracy and data centers? Fantastic. He didn't say that, but he may as well. But notice UK column are all saying how wonderful China is. All of them, nearly all of them. So who do you trust? Who do you trust? Well, I'll tell you, if they say, I'll give you the list. Smart technology and technocracy, bad. Things going on over your head, real. People getting paid off to put disinformation out, real. Real big time. Just watch out. the sport chat. So I'm telling you, the only show I possibly would trust entirely is me, because I know me, just like Alan Watt used to go, and who, you know, used to know yourself. Well, I know myself. But if I was that stupid to believe that nuclear bombs exist, you know, and call myself a proper high-level conspiracy theorist, I would be lying to you. Lying to you, but I'm not lying to you. These things I had in my gut years ago, these the supposed bomb that will blow up an entire country or city, you know, or city, and then create this radioactive toxin that would kill everyone for thousands of years afterwards. They're lying to you. And this came from H.G. Wells back in the day. Absolute a crock of old codswallop. It's my new one. Or a load of old codswallop. Or a crock of shit. One or the other. But a bit of either of those sayings. Did I make clicking noises? Kilkenny. Not bad beer. Not bad beer. And a good price too. You will never hear me drinking. I cannot drink spirits. Spirits are bad for you. Bad for you. So you'll beer, yeah, no problem whatsoever. Anyway, so we're talking about nuclear, the nuclear con and the all-giving thing. So you've got Donald Trump at the moment, yeah, going into Iran to stop them having a nuclear bomb. What a load of old fucking codswallop. Are there, can there be anyone out there that supports that guy? Yes, there are. There's a couple on the Truth Meets platform. Yes, there are, even though one of them's not very well at the moment. But I just think he just loves Donald Trump's attitude and the way he gives it to some people. And I like it as well. But the nuclear thing is at a different level. And what they've done over here, they've said, oh, we've the Maralinga, great example, Maralinga. And it sounds like, is it? It sounds a bad, like a bad word, Maralinga. It's an area where they supposedly tested atomic weaponry back in the day. Uh oh, was my microphone down? How far down was it? So was I buzzing and clicking and banging? I hope not. I'll just go back. If it is, I'll just say, Joel, can you just edit the whole show out and I'll do another one. Because my microphone was down my chest and probably banging around, possibly, hopefully not. What a fuckwit. Didn't even check before I went on the show. Shall I just suddenly stop it and go and do another one? No, I can't be bothered. I can't be bothered. Mm-mm-mm. But if anyone out there ever listens live and hears that banging and clicking noise, not clinking noise, it's a good noise. Well, there's a certain noise you have when a microphone's down. You have part of anatomy that you shouldn't have a microphone, chest or underpants, whatever. Just let me know, please. Do yourself a favor. And win a prize on the Be Told show. God knows what that would be. But anyway, so Maralinga, which is in the Australian desert, they apparently did nuclear tests there in the 50s. And 60s. You can't go there. It's fenced off. You know, it's too radioactive. It's too dangerous. Oh, you can't go there because you might get sick. Well, apparently, according to a good friend of mine who just spoke about, one of the people I contacted who's not well at the moment as well, said an operation on his kidneys. He said that he was aware that in Maralinga there's an incredible amount of like archaeology, not archaeology, but buildings or foundations of buildings that should not have been there. That was some kind of hidden kind of area they didn't want the general public going into. So what they did is they used the nuke bullshit, because that's what it is. That's what it is, to baffle, you know, to scare the public from going in there and investigating strange anomalies of building foundations and stuff in an area that should not be building foundations, like in New Zealand with that wall that they've discovered. And because it ruins the Maori's claim to be the first people there, even though that's quite obviously a lie as well, they don't like things like that. They don't want you to see, hang on, this foundation has been, you know, they've cut this with some kind of technology. This is not Aboriginal. These aren't the first people. It would ruin an entire narrative. And New Zealand's had that for a long time. Maybe I could go and have a look at those secret walls in New Zealand. Could I be bothered? I haven't got enough time. 6 days. It's not far from, I think, Antipodean, the Englishman living in New Zealand. Has he been there? I don't think he might have been, but there's a lot of anomalies that ruin the narrative for you. The mounds in England, the mounds in America. You don't often hear about them apart from on conspiracy sites. Why is this so? Why is this so? And Maralinga, I've seen the photos that Theo showed me. These really strange kind of shapes and geometric type things in Maralinga, where you're not allowed to go. It's fenced off with a 25,000 year warning, is it? Or it's some look, honestly, nuclear, the whole nuclear thing is ludicrous. To me, and now eventually it's become as ludicrous again as the moon landings with, you know, Nixon in the phone call. That's all you need to know. It's all you need to know when it comes to that PSYOP, the moon landings, is President Nixon ringing up and speaking in real time to Neil and Buzz on the moon. Absolute load of old cobblers. He says, doing something you're not meant to do, but does it anyway. Well, what else can we talk about? This is my fill-in show for the next week. The next week. I'm going to call it too, Strawberry Fjords Forever. And why am I calling it that? Because that's the kind of thing I got off. This is what happens with other sites that get set up, like Fakeologists and IPS, and not so much Hoaxbusters, but they push this nothing is real. Nothing is real, and you got to auto hoax and stuff. And it's almost cult-like. It sounds to me almost like you've joined up with a religion like Seventh-day Adventists or Scientologists or the other ludicrous, you know, the people used to knock on your door selling the that magazine, that religion. They all come from Mason. They're all got traced back to Masons or Freemasonry. The Mormons particularly, they're 100% Mason-like. And the Utah, all Mason, bees, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so this nothing is real feeds into the song by the Beatles. Did they write it? I could talk about this actually a bit as well, about voices and how I can pick voices. And if you've got a good ear, everyone has their own tone. Everyone. No person has a sound exactly. You get, that's why I love mimicry, because it's so clever, but they're not exactly like it. And if you're using some kind of frequency testing thing, you'd see that they're slightly out. You know, like Rich Little was very fantastic back in the 70s, is doing mimicry, as Nixon was faultless. But it wouldn't be exactly the same. Now, I've got the ability to listen to the radio and pick a female vocalist or a male vocalist straight away out of the thousands and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of recorded female vocalists. I can hear Kate Sobrano's voice, Australian, Filipino, half Australian, I think. Beautiful. She's a gorgeous and a lovely person. I can hear her voice. She's got a perfect, completely unusual thing. There's a number of females. Nearly all of them have got their own individual tone. And I can hear her voice out of, and know it, that's Kate Sobrano singing on a random station, on a random day, in the middle of the night, whatever. That's just one example. Now, Paul McCartney, or the guy that did a lot of the singing on the Beatles, is the same guy that sang all those songs. I've got the book right in front of me. My daughter bought me a very expensive black and white book called by Harry Benson, The Beatles on the Road, 1961 to 1966. All the photos are allegedly of the Beatle that got replaced. Now, to me, when I hear that, the vocals of it's the same guy that's got the same voice. Now, if there's another guy that they use as a double that was a bit taller than him and could play bass better than him in the early days, maybe there's a there. But I say to you out there that the whole Paul is Dead thing is a total waste of time. And that's what Melissa, when she says Nukes of Folk is a hamster wheel. No, the Paul is Dead is a hamster wheel. Nukes of Folk is just fait de compli fucking bullshit. There's no such thing as a nuclear bomb. Is there a hydrogen bomb made of hydrogen? I'm not sure, but as far as the nuclear bomb that they dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki and the Bikini Atoll, it's the test. Why do you test something if you know it works? It's just ridiculous. So I'm not going to stop listening to her, but again, it just shows to me, as I said ages ago, she's about 75% awake. If that's what she thinks, that, you know, there really is nuclear bombs. Neil Foster believes in nuclear bombs. He said he doesn't want to go to, on one of the shows I heard, he's not going to Poland just in case one of the nukes goes off. And that's what he said. And therefore he believes in this mythical H.G. Wells creation, the nuclear bomb. It was there, you know, it's all giving psyop. You can't, there's certain areas you can't go into. There are all sorts of different things they can use. We need to go and invade this country because they've got a nuclear bomb and they might use it on us. I mean, please. Really? Really? You're just absolutely wasting your time. Wasting your time. What other notes have I taken while I'm here? Seems I'm not going to be back for a bit. I'll put Watt versus Keeley dinosaur hoax. Now, again, bringing it up, Glenn Keeley was an active. He actually got off and was publicised standing outside the courthouse for a year in Canada protesting something or other or whatever it was. He wasn't a mythical person that you never see or find out his real name or anything. He put his name out there. He was a real person. Alan Watt is a pseudonym as far as I'm concerned. I do not believe that was his real name. But his voice, his message, particularly pre-2000, the earliest shows, and even 2006, up to 2006, was fantastic. After that, he just read newspapers and did a fantastic job. And I could hear him lighting a smoke up, and I love it. Fantastic. It's a very soothing voice. But only touched on, say, 70% of what you need to know. So, and then occasionally say something that ruined it with this thing about the black helicopter throwing an incendiary grenade down his chimney. That is really up there with Alex Jones. I'm on the surface of the moon, folks. I'm hiding in the surface of the moon. That, you know, that kind of level. Really hard to believe, but maybe it happened. Maybe it happened. But again, Melissa allowed me to go on there 2 years ago and say what I'd said. So 10 out of 10. Can't complain about that, but I can't see that show. I think it's gone now. Now, changing the subject, one of the things that kept me sane over the years when I've been reading into horrible, you know, things and Nexus and New Dawn and listening and reading, you know, reading between the lines or the lies and the media, was Viz Comic, Viz Magazine, Viz Comic from England. And it is so funny. If you've got a good sense of humour, Viz is still being knocked out. And about my age, I guess, underground English humour. Michael Palin said that they're carrying the torch for the Monty Python crew, 100%. 100%. I'm actually in there, published in the Viz Profanosaurus, Blyton Karloff Syndrome. That's me. That was me that came up with it. It's been republished 20 times in the Viz Profanosaurus. It's a bit too witty for some people, but it's just something that popped into my head one day and I sent it off and I got a letter back saying, yes, we're going to use that. So, and it's I think it's funny. They must have thought it's funny because they've republished it 20 times. Now, the why I'm bringing up is I keep seeing there's a guy called Stevie Ricks, R-I-K-S, pardon, you know, Ricks, sounds it, is it? But it's Stevie Ricks, R-I-K-S, not R-I-C-K-S. He is absolutely hilarious and he's a mimic and he dresses up and he plays Beatles songs and he dresses up as, look, I cannot recommend him enough. He has a lot of problems with censorship because he's using other people's songs on YouTube and things like that, but he's on Facebook, Stevie Ricks. You're listening to
Beatles. No matter what you say,
you're listening to Conversation
or your preoccupation
on truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now, back to the conversation.
The art of conversation.
Thank you, Sarah. The art of conversation on, what did I say? What did Ken say? June the 16th. Well, I should know June the 16th. Someone very special was born that day. It's not around anymore. So I know June the 16th very well. Geminis. I like her. She was a female Gemini. I don't like the Geminis. I'm not a big fan of them. Sorry. And there are a few good ones out there. Frank and I think Joel. And it's a bit hit and miss with other ones. But anyway, back to the conversation. Stevie Ricks is so funny and he does fantastic impersonation of Bob Dylan or any of them. But his Bob Dylan writing a song is so funny. I laugh my head off. I sent it to my brother years ago. It is one of the funniest gags ever, but the original one of him writing a song. Or he parodies Gary Newman going to the shopping centre to buy some toilet paper. You know, just absolutely brilliant mimicry. I love mimics. Mimics will keep you sane. Mimics will keep you sane. Remember that? Remember that. The merry-go-round I was thinking for. What was I calling it? A carousel? It's a merry-go-round of deception. That's what, if you believe in nuclear bombs and dinosaurs and planes going into towers or pentagons or Shanksville, you are on the merry-go-round of deception. You're going around and around on one of those different shapes. There might be one with a plane. There's one with a dinosaur. One with a a mushroom cloud, up and down, round and round, in circles, going nowhere, arguing with, you know, the few people that might come on like myself and say, oh, I don't know about that one. But that's what you're on, the merry-go-round of deception. Melissa Watt, if she really said that people are, I don't know, I haven't listened to it. I would hope not. But again, she allowed me to come on to her platform and debate it or talk about it. So you cannot complain about someone like that. You cannot complain about it. The fact that it's now disappeared, there's more, you know, that's a bit suspicious. Or has it? I couldn't find it. It was one of their bigger rating shows too. But so I was saying things that the older folk that you get a lot of the cutting through the matrix, a lot of older people listening. It's something that Alan didn't say, they might not listen to. You need to have an open mind and to go and do your own research. Do your own research. I'll be told. Anything else I've got here? Disclosure. I'm not going to talk about that. Sushi. And the microfood agenda. Did I bring that up in the last show? But there's definitely there with this Japanese food, which is fantastic. But it's encouraging to have this tiniest sliver of meat with rice, the poverty food of the Asians. and a bit of vegetable. Whereas you should be having a great big chunk of that meat with fat on it and throw that rice out. Eat the seaweed, though. It's fantastic. So I love the Japanese diet, but I would have a lot more meat and a lot less rice, more seaweed, which is full of what's that thing? Well, I've got some here. Iodine.
Iodine. No such thing as iodine. Why you ask for iodine?
This is what they said to me in the little Chinese chick command.
Iodine, never heard of iodine.
I mean, iodine's the single most obvious thing that you come to a chemist to buy. No, not anymore. Not anymore. They don't want you on iodine either, be told. But you only have a certain amount of it. Certain amount of it. Overton window, cannibalism, necro... I probably have already talked about this. You know, they use the Overton window to bring in cannibalism via Monty Python in 1970 or 69-70. They had a couple of gags that were just, or, you know, they cannibalism was a regular part of their gags. And they were pushing it, you know, as a funny thing. And that's how they introduced controversial things. Over 40 years, they slowly get it normalized because they use the Overton window where they push you out onto the road. But they also, yeah, Alice Cooper, I talked about this, it might have been on Fakeologist, so forget about that one. But yeah, Alice Cooper and his manager, that guy is fucking suspicious. And that's the, there's a movie out there called Ubermensch, and it's by the supposed comedian. It was kind of funny in a lot of ways. From, is it Saturday Night Live? Wayne's World guy. He produced a movie about this guy behind the scenes, the guy that was a behind the scenes guy, Jewish guy, Eskimo, whatever.
Oh.
Who was the guy that was the go-to guy to help stars. And he used to come out. You've got to watch the movie because I always remember watching going, there's a gaping hole here. This guy was, what he was a guy, say you were a famous star and you were off your head, he'd come and kind of guide you and take you to Hawaii to his house and get you back on the rails again. Or if you started waking up possibly and want to go, hang on, well, I've been used here. He was the guy that came in and said, no, just chill out, you know, it's all good. This be so Ubermensch, interesting to watch the movie. He claimed to have sold drugs to Jimi Hendrix early in the day. There's just a lot of gaping holes in that whole story. Whole story, Ubermensch. Interesting movie, though. Interesting movie. But Alice Cooper, he managed Alice Cooper. And Alice Cooper came out with not just, so cannibalism, having sex with dead people, that one. That apparently, what's his name did back in the day? Necrophilia. You know, that Jimmy is so vile. Coincidence. So, Alice Cooper, though, I mean, as anyone said, the guy had no talent. He can't sing. And this is another one of these people that I had no time for. And why was that so? I understood there's a bad vibe about these people. The liminal rooms via voices, I could hear the Doors, Grateful Dead, Alice Cooper, oh, a number of them that were just absolutely fucking, there's something wrong, but yet all the normies and the dummies were, oh, yeah, Alice Cooper's fantastic, you know. No, I never liked anything he did. Only Woman Bleed, possibly, as a song. Interesting that he would come out with that. Only Woman Bleed. Seems like a likable guy, but he was a part of a change agent, just like, again, Sabbath, the Stooges, the Beatles, etc. You know, these were organized change agents. And it's a thing. There is a thing called change agents. They are, that's what they're doing. They're there to, with a reason. Introducing, I mean, one of the albums, I think it was the first one of Alice Cooper. If you open the gatefold sleeve, apparently there was like a nude 4-year-old blonde girl and the four members of Alice Cooper standing there staring at her. That's been changed and deleted. Good luck finding that. And if you do, it'd be worth hundreds of, if not thousands of dollars. I mean, all of these rock stars, it's only a matter of time when they decide to destroy, what's it called? You know, bring everything down. They can just name all sorts of these, your heroes, Led Zeppelin, particularly, or Jimmy Page anyway, or maybe the whole lot of them hang around at that disco. What's his name? English Disco in LA that was full of underage girls. And there's photos of them all, you know, loaded up with 14-year-old girls driving off in Rolls Royces. Guaranteed. I mean, honestly, that was happening in the 70s. I would hate to have been a rock star back then because that was considered normal behavior for them. Now, God help you if you know, there's photos associated. They must be having to pay off a lot of people, these stars. Although what you'll notice, and I've said this before, they come out and they put out a biography and they'll say they were molested as children. You know, there's a cover note for them to say, oh, that's why he did it because it happened to him, blah, 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 blah. That's what's going on with so many rock stars at the moment writing biographies. They all say the same thing. Anyway, I think that'll do me because I've already done enough. I would say this is probably getting towards an hour. What song are we going to go out with? Maybe. I liked last. I went with Motorhead's the Ultimate Fighting thing. Also, before I go, if you can't see America crashing into its own footprint like it's the Twin Towers, with Donald Trump having the UFC, the bread and circuses. Roman wrestling, you know, blah, 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 with his sons all there, those fucking weirdos, Caligula and whatever his name is. Be told, you're up there with the fairies. You might be on the merry-go-round with the nuclear bomb deniers. There's quite obvious to me the bread and circuses on steroids, Greco-Roman wrestling, crash of Rome, and then Donald Trump has a UFC with all those Dana White, dodgy fucking, and, you know, what's his name? The guy. I've never listened to him as well. Joe Rogan, never bothered. Unless someone puts it on and I'm forced to listen to it, captured in the back of a car, I would never listen to that guy. Waste of time. Waste of time. Be told. Rick, Be Told Show, way more better information. Way more better information. And guess what? He has to go to work and paint houses or clean things to survive. Does he beg for money? No. No, no. What song are we going to go out with? Blee, 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 blee. I'll think of something. And again, it'll be a mysterious song. I just like that. I'll just end with a song and I'll send it off to Joel. This is the title of the show will be, though, Strawberry Fjords Forever. Because it's not fields, we're going down, down, down with everything is fake crowd and nuclear bombs, a real crowd. You don't know, you go down, up and down, fjords from Norway or Finland. Designed by, what's his name, Slati Bardfast. Who knows that name? Does anyone out there know who I'm talking about when I say Slati Bardfast? He was the guy that designed the Norwegian fjords, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. This is Rollo would have known it. Rollo would have known it. Thank you very much for listening, and there'll be a mysterious song coming up in a 1-2, but it'll be good. It'll be good. A 1-2, a 3, a 4, a 5, ready to go. Thank you, Joel. You're the best. Bye. Bye-bye.
now we got both at the same time.